Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, less stress, the King's Bagpiper, and bear spray. They're all coming up right after this.
Every Jack Johnson song sounds like the last Jack Johnson song. Everybody sing along to a Jack Johnson song. Hanging out in Waikiki on the beach, just you and me.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
My love is like the big blue sea. He's quite the writer. I'm talking metaphorically, or could it be a simile? Every Jack Johnson song, you can sing it at this point with me if you like. Sounds like the last Jack Johnson song. Hula dancing a sarong to a Jack Johnson song. It's the same three chords and a shuffle beat. Write, rehearse, record, repeat. Come on in, it's not too deep. Or mellow out and go to sleep. Go to sleep, go to sleep. Surfing, singing all day long on a boogie board made by Billabong. In your thongs or your bare feet. Plenty of roast pork to meat, roast pork to eat, roast pork to eat. Yeah! Every Jack Johnson song sounds like the last Jack Johnson song.
Yes.
Yeah!
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
But right now we turn back to Christy Lee at the news desk. What have we missed?
Well, there's a new poll out there, Tommy, that found 1 in 4 Americans would give up this and their paycheck for a stress-free day.
Wow. Their paycheck also.
I think giving up my paycheck would make me stressful.
I know, right?
Yeah. Sex?
Yep, that's right,
wow.
Josh. The survey commissioned by Noom found that 1 in 10 people cannot even remember the last time they had a day without stress. People were willing to give up quite a lot if it meant a stress-free day. 28% would forego an entire paycheck. 26% would pass up sex for less stress.
This is terrible.
The survey was conducted just ahead of World Mental Health Day, which is coming up on October 10th.
All
you
right.
Okay
stress
over there?
Stress and mental health are different.
You know what Noom is?
I'm on Noom.
I don't.
In fact, I was just looking at it.
It's like a different way to lose weight.
This is the one.
Psychological.
Engage
your brain.
Yep, it's an app. See that you log your food and...
I don't have that kind of time.
Log my way in every day.
Eat lunch. So what if you're a hooker then?
You go broke.
You're giving up both.
Your paycheck comes from. maybe I'm overthinking.
Well, I bet that's a stressful one.
What a great question. What if you're a hooker?
Sex work is real work.
Don't leave them out.
Of course it is.
Okay.
Japanese authorities are investigating a suspicious briefcase discovered discarded with sex toys inside.
Oh, boy.
Officers in Kakagawa.
Yeah, really?
Really?
Kakagawa received a call about an unattended silver briefcase in the parking lot of a cemetery. The Manila Times reports the regional bomb squad was dispatched to the scene. Officers blocked off roads within a 1,000-foot radius. Upon closer examination of the briefcase, authorities said the bomb squad found sex toys inside.
You can't take it with you. Wow, that's rough.
Man, oh man.
Well, we got the...
Why would you just leave them laying around?
Maybe the guy's hands were so full of lube, he dropped the briefcase.
What was the name of the place?
K-A-K-E-G-A-W-A.
K Kakagawa?
Kakagawa.
Sounds like Helen Keller watching a porn. Tasteless, wasn't it?
Yeah.
She's blind, right? How did she watch a porn?
Who carries dildos in a briefcase?
That's what I was asking.
Somebody who means business, mister. Okay?
This seems very...
Door-to-door salesman? I don't know.
hitman that has his gun in the briefcase.
Is the man of the house here? Yeah. Good. I have something to show you.
Are you familiar with the Dirt Rocket 5000?
What? So this... this company has decided to name their product
the Dirt Rocket 5000. They have to because they used to have the Dirt Rocket 4000.
Right. Now those were recalled.
Yes, and then with digital technology being what it is.
Sure.
You know, it's like those new light bulbs.
Yes.
Well, you cannot get over the
new light bulbs. What are you talking about now?
Bulbs?
The LEDs?
Yeah, they're great.
They are great.
They're crazy bright. I love the LEDs.
Well, it depends. You can get the soft white. You can get
all colors of white.
Yeah. Now the Dirt Rocket 5000. Only comes in the one color, Christine.
Brown.
Sure.
That's what it says. No. It's nice white.
Is it?
Oh. Yeah.
Then it wouldn't be a dirt rocket.
Well, when you're done with it is.
Dirt Rocket 5000.
Now, we have a...
You're going to want to get the cleaner for it, by the way.
Yeah. It's dishwasher safe. We have an interesting story about... It's hard to say this. King Charles.
Yes. We do.
What's he up to? Has he started kinging around?
He hasn't been... the official coronation hasn't taken place yet.
When's that?
Oh, I think it was going to be next June or something.
Hey, I was invited. I have to look at the invite. It's hanging on my fridge.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that right?
King Chuck.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You're going to like this story. I'll read it.
I can't find it. I don't know what happened to
it. He's going to read it, everybody.
But King Charles.
Yeah.
He has a personal piper that wakes him every morning at 9 a.m.
Right.
A piper?
Are you kidding? It's Pipe Major Paul Burns is the official royal piper. By the way,
hello, King. I'm your royal piper.
Over the years, he was the 17th piper to the Queen.
Wakey, wakey.
He played the bagpipes during the late monarch's funeral, according to this news.
Going over.
Someone's got a pup tent.
This was a tradition since 1843. The Royal Highness has had an official piper.
Can you imagine?
That's his alarm then?
Yeah.
Well, he never oversleeps.
It says Mr. Paul Burns has carried out his first official piping duties as the king worked at his Burke Hall home on the Balmoral estate.
Mm-hmm. I have a brother. He's a twin. His name's Peter.
So Peter this is piper, what I was wondering.
No, it's Peter Burns.
I finally found the story. So he doesn't walk into the prince's boudoir, if you will.
No.
What does he do?
He plays outside his window.
Oh.
No, like John Cusack holding up a boombox.
Yeah.
But he travels with the king. This is unbelievable.
Crazy.
Is he up yet?
Are my tax dollars going to pay this jackass? But the punchline is, the spokesman for the king said, the tradition is for it to happen at 9 a.m., but the king is always awake earlier.
Much earlier.
That.
Oh, if I were king, I'd be sleeping until 1. Are you kidding me?
9 a.m. Off with his head.
Yeah. What do we got today? All right. Forget it.
Cancel.
That does seem...
That seems a little ridiculous. Yeah, they could get rid of that, save some money.
Maybe he does two things.
What's the other?
Butt wiper. I don't know. What?
So he's the wiper and the piper.
I shall wipe your ass for you.
Oh, Piper. Not with the pipe.
I'm asking this legitimate question.
Yes.
Do you suppose he plays the same song every day?
I think that's a fair question.
Yeah, I would say yes.
I would say yes.
No, it's kind of a reveille. Have you seen me chuckle since you picked up that pipe?
You know, I haven't. Is there a problem?
Do you know why?
I can't get enough of the pipe.
Well, I can. Why? And I have.
Oh, wait a minute. He plays bagpipes outside of his window.
Oh, that's...
It's not...
That's why I've been objecting to the whole thing with the flute.
You said a
piper. You said a piper.
That's what you call a bagpipe player.
It is. It is what you call a bagpipe player.
But you didn't specify that it
was... I don't have to specify it. That's the term that they use.
Piper Doan.
Piper Doan.
So he plays bagpipe. No wonder he's up earlier. I wouldn't want to wake to that. Ugh.
If you were King of England, wouldn't you get... tomorrow I'll have the Spice Girls.
Ed Sheeran's going to serenade.
Yeah, yeah. No. And make sure he's outside. I don't want to see him. It's like watching Chucky sing.
I get
to
one
me.
Of those. That pipe's not the only thing you're blowing this morning, lady. Good luck.
Okay, here we have the.
I thought it was like a flute.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm up.
Got it.
This is pretty much the only tune they know, right?
That's the hot cross buns.
Yeah,
of,
that's the okay. That's the go to.
You know, you're right. Though,
suppose this guy ever Rick rolls the king. You know, he's like, you know,
the chopsticks of bagpipe.
Never gonna give you up.
Pat, have you ever messed around with bagpipes?
No, not at all.
Mm.
It's tricky.
Looks tricky
because you gotta. Keep the pressure on that bag to keep the air flowing out.
Another tricky day for you.
Yeah. Bagpipes are great in very small doses. Mm-hmm.
They can be lovely. They really can. Amazing Grace. My gosh.
And they are called a piper. Yeah, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either until just now.
So the king. But what kind of paycheck does this guy get, do you suppose?
A handsome one?
Well, it depends on, is he first call piper?
He's the king's piper. Does he get health benefits?
Probably.
I bet he does.
Does he go to kids' schools the rest of the day after his, 9:05, I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Call it a day, over to the pub.
I'm sure he gets 3 weeks of holiday, as they say.
Yeah. Is there a snooze bar?
Yeah, you throw your shoe at him.
Open the window, have the footman open the window, and heave a shoe at the royal piper and... No, she's at the news desk. She's Christy Lee.
Oh, that would be me.
About to go on a little vacation?
Yes, going to the mountains.
Cool.
Afraid of bears.
Where are you going?
Should I buy bear spray?
Yes.
Where are you going?
No, you'll be okay.
I'm going to the Smoky Mountains.
That's black bear country. All you have to do is make a lot of noise.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Outside of where?
Outside of Asheville.
Asheville bears. Chasing after Christy. Asheville bears. Boy, are they hungry. Asheville bears. They're all out of picnic baskets. Asheville bears. Gonna eat Christy Lee. There you go for your trip.
Aren't they hibernating? Wouldn't they be about ready to hibernate?
They're probably foraging right now.
Yeah, right now.
They're fattening up right now.
Yeah.
There's that fat bear contest going on
right now
in Alaska.
Yeah, the big fat bear.
The one might come out, pardon me, ma'am, would you like to see the inside of my cave? Just say no.
Yeah. Okay. I had a horrible nightmare about that last night.
Would you like to see some of my etching back in my cave?
I wasn't getting eaten by a bear.
Let me ask you this. Did the movie The Revenant turn you on?
No. I was being chased by a bear. I was attacked by a bear. It didn't kill me, but he... got a hold of me.
Yikes.
He did eat you, though.
Are you going to do a lot of hiking and stuff?
I hope so. Mm. I got to keep my steps up.
Well, ask the locals if they recommend bear spray.
Okay.
You'll be fine.
I've heard that you should always carry bear spray. However, you should also carry a gun.
I'm not carrying a gun.
That's what I've heard.
Remember Greg Warren's advice, too. The bear spray is not, like, off.
Yeah.
You do not spray it all over yourself.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But you want to hit the bear in the armpits.
Really?
So it's kind of like Right Guard.
Is that right?
Kind of like those old Right Guard.
I'm envious.
Is Right Guard still out there?
It is.
Yeah.
Okay.
What a year, what a time to go to Asheville.
You've been there.
I love it. Love the Smoky Mountains area.
Oh, yeah. Is that where you had the hot tub watching squirrels fly around?
Yeah, the flying squirrels. Yeah.
That was down there?
Yeah. In that area.
We have a hot tub. I don't know if we have a hot tub. I'll have to look into that.
Okay. Terrific time.
Did I mention I'm going?
Probably a bear sitting in it right now.
Who are you going with?
I'm going with all my cousins.
Oh,
that's kinky.
Can you imagine?
That's going to cut down on the sex.
Yeah.
Not, that's one of them's really hot.
Not omitted entirely, but
my sister.
Okay.
Oh,
well, that'll really cut down.
Freak. Just one more for old time's sake.
Gosh. There you go, Tom.
Oh, yeah, they have Reichard.
A redesigned can.
Yeah, when I was a kid, that was they had more commercials for Reichard deodorant.
Yep.
Reichard.
Is it supposed to be a reference to a football line?
You've got me there. I don't know.
Right guard.
I think so, because I think it was for, like, it was meant to be, hey, athletic, this is the right guard against odor.
Right.
So it covered two things.
Oh. The left guard, of course, is NPR.
anything.
They're sort of guardians of the left, aren't they?
Anything left.
It's a joke. Calm down.
Nobody's upset, I don't think.
Everybody knows.
Okay, Christy, what do you got? What do you got over there?
Please? Several robot manufacturing companies have pledged not to weaponize their robots. Speaking of guns,
we appreciate it.
Yeah. Hey, don't worry, we're not going to weaponize. Oh, okay,
yeah, this is
great.
Just like those politicians going.
Thank you.
I am not going to run. Have you ever seen those clips where they'll get a guy going, I'm not going to run 40 times, and then they have the announcement of the candidacy?
Yes.
I love those.
If elected, I will not serve, okay?
The five companies shared an open letter with Axios detailing their promise not to add weapons to their products. The letter states, quote, we believe that adding weapons to robots raises new risks of harm and serious ethical issues.
I would agree with that.
How about sex robots? I'd like the one with the electric cattle prod and the handcuffs.
What were the bots called in Austin Powers?
Fembots.
Fembots. Remember those, don't you? They had guns.
Yeah, oh, they sure did.
They had guns out of their boobs. Yeah. They also had sharks with laser beads on them.
What were those, 36 caliber, as it were?
I think they were. Robot dogs are in the news. They're becoming quite popular in China. Photos and videos of people walking futuristic robot dogs instead of actual canines have been going viral. Well, multiple Chinese outlets reported most of the robot dogs spotted in the streets of cities like Shanghai and Beijing. The robot dogs have features like following, rolling, sitting, running, carrying items up to 11 pounds. Well, they're like little Sherpas.
Perfect.
Some can even perform backflips. Tom, can Hattie do a backflip?
Yeah, I bet she
can. Yeah, your real dog can't she?
Yeah, but she doesn't leak 30 weight onto my carpeting either. Prices. She just pees on it. Who would want a robot dog?
Prices for the robotic
you're
pets.
You're losing all of the joy of having a...
They're popular in Korea.
Are they?
More to eat. Now,
yeah, real dog.
Now that the robots are
robots, range in price from $2,100 to
$14,000. Whoa!
Yeah. What do you think of a person who says robot instead of?
I've always enjoyed robot.
Yeah, who says robot?
I've heard it said. Robot.
Sometimes old people.
Robot. I've never heard robot.
Fancy robot. Oh, I love it. I love it. Robot and hamburger sandwich. They get me every time.
Hamburger sandwich.
That's a real old man.
That's real old man. Yeah.
We have a tweet for Tom. This is from Nathan. I noticed Tom's ever-expanding wooden stir sticks. However, I've just noticed the entirely too large amount of equal sweetener packets sitting to his left arm. Is he slowly slipping into a hoarder? P.S. Love the show.
No, he uses them. Yeah.
He uses them.
Oh, yeah.
I'll put them in my drawer.
All right.
So we won't have to look at them. How can he see them, Ace Cosby?
Go to YouTube, baby.
That's right. Do it on YouTube, baby. Thank you very much.
YouTube, baby. YouTube, baby.
Okay. You can check out the pictures of my new puppy on Instagram at Bob and Tom. Little feller. But this is the little girl dog that's currently in Target shopping. He's a little tiny guy.
Remember when I got a kitten?
She's a little tiny guy.
Hey, guys, I got a kitten. Oh, that's enough of that.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to hear about this forever now.
No, but this doggy. Have you seen the little...
Look how
very cute.
When you see...
That's a cat. You see, this is a dog.
When I see the dog...
You don't have a... Did you hear a news story about robot cats?
No, I didn't.
You know why?
There's no need for one.
Because they're not dogs.
That's right. I see the dog in high heels pushing the cart in Target.
Oh!
With a... Like Scooby dressed as his grandma. Never mind. Go ahead, take a break.
Coming up, we got pythons in the news. You're not going to believe where they are. And we've got some dumbass. Well, I don't know. This guy may be dead by now.
Oh, no.
When the story was posted, he was fighting for his life in a hospital in India. He was kissing a cobra.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Hey,
you want to give me a rough estimate of how many people die of snake bites in India in a year?
Snake bites? Or cobra? I'm going to say
all snakes.
I'm going to say 1,000.
No. You're off by 50.
Oh.
It's 50,000.
Oh, it wasn't 950?
50,000.
50,000. Yeah, I read that in Newsweek, and that can't be true, so I double-checked it.
Is it snakes or cobras?
Snakes. All snakes.
Wow.
Yeah.
They need to do something.
Move.
That's too many.
What the hell?
To paraphrase Sam Kinison, move to where the snakes are.
Yeah.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris VanVleet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris VanVleet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.